Collins and Harper Audio present How to Solve a Cold Case and Everything Else You Wanted to Know About Catching Killers by Michael Arntfield, read by James Conlon. I am the wisest man alive, for I know one thing, and that is that I know nothing. Plato, The Republic. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains visuals, notes, and a selected bibliography, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Introduction. The Killer Inside Us. No one saw it coming. Rather, no one saw him coming. No one even knew he existed, and then, all of a sudden, everyone did. Sort of. His name was just about everywhere. He went from being a hard-scrabble nobody, already doing life at California State Prison for the murders of three women everyone had long since forgotten, to being mainstream news, a household name for all the wrong reasons. Samuel Little came out of nowhere and caught everyone flat-footed. The overtime bill on damage control for the police publicity machine across the United States went through the roof. The PR disasters and police shootings of 2020 that led to the defund the police mantra were one thing, a thing I will discuss again later, but this was something else entirely, a failure that was more insidious, a multi-generational failure that had no accompanying body cam or smartphone footage primed to go viral, but that was, at least for those paying attention, just as damning. Sam Little was a microcosm of the murder problem in North America, one which most people don't even know exists. The FBI's own official mantra, more of a recurring credo, is still that only one in every 100 murders, solved or not, about 1% on average, is the work of a serial killer. Ask the chief or commissioner of just about any major metropolitan police department in America if they have a serial killer on the loose or are looking to connect any unsolved cold cases to a serial killer who has since slipped off their radar, and you have few, if any, who'd agree to such a notion. They would cite that same credo and dubious statistic that serial killers are a statistical rarity and otherworldly criminal anomaly to quell anxiety and tamp down public panic. Serial killers, they'd say, are a known quantum, and they simply don't exist in your town. Maybe in other towns, but not in your town. But then Sam Little came along. Or rather, not so much came along, but was asked the right questions by the right cop and finally spilled the beans. It's amazing how many cases still get solved that way. In May of 2018, Little, a former gravedigger and ambulance attendant who had been confined to a wheelchair and suffered from advanced diabetes, while professing his innocence since being convicted for three murders in the fall of 2012, finally realized the jig was up. He eventually copped to not only the three sex slayings for which he'd been properly tried and convicted in California, but also, in speaking to a firebrand Texas Ranger named James Holland, with whom he'd go on to have a key confessional relationship, to the 1994 murder of a woman named Denise Brothers in Odessa, Texas. That was the first time Little's involvement in a cold case came to Holland's attention, and his line of questioning soon got the ball rolling on dozens of other unsolved murders and unidentified Jane Doe cases in cities and towns across the United States. Soon, it seemed, Little couldn't stop talking. Little wasn't the first serial killer to revel in the process of jailhouse confession writ large, not by a long shot. Fellow serial murdering contemptible and ensuing media darling Ted Bundy, as well as deadly drifter Henry Lee Lucas, someone you'd think was straight out of central casting for 1970s hillbilly horror movies, both confessed to, or at least hinted at, other victims all over the map. In the case of Lucas, his confessions included literally thousands of victims of various sex murders he claimed to have committed as part of a psychopathic attention-seeking ruse that has, in large part, fueled the urban legend that serial killers want to be caught and are primarily driven by publicity. Not true. False confessions by Lucas-type killers, while rare, are driven for the most part by the same pathology that leads them, when not in jail, to bombard their co-workers, friends, neighbors, and lovers with overstated achievements, fake credentials, and manufactured successes for much of their lives.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?